Hi, this is Dick from
You know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and
following Bob's instructions, you're
Comet,
losing out, buddy.
Cupid and Donner and Blitzen. But do you recall the most famous reindeer of all? Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
The famous reindeer that I remember most of all is the one that's on my grill, man, because you know what? We just got done with deer season. I think we actually got a little bit of muzzle loading left. But welcome back to the Grilling Guys each and every Saturday on 107.3 WBBL-FM. Venison is a traditional holiday dish in many homes around West Michigan. And whether it's Rudolph or one of his mates, get out there and throw some of it on the grill, because I tell you what, it is a fabulous, fabulous meat, really good for you, and we're all blessed to have a little bit of it in our freezer. But want to break down a little sweet potato and apple casserole to bring this right to the forefront, because it goes very well with venison or pretty much anything you're putting on your holiday table. We'll get this up on the grillingguys.com a little bit after the show here, but it's sweet potatoes with brown sugar, cinnamon, nutmeg, and apples. And then I'm going to put a little crumb crust on top. But what I'm doing is I'm coring the apples, that little machine you talked about in the last segment. It's going to peel and core the apples, and I'm going to slice them so you got little rings of apples. And you're going to boil off the sweet potatoes, slice those up, and I'm going to layer apple sweet potato in a pan, sprinkle the seasoning on it, then going to put a little flour and brown sugar crumb crust on the top, quarter cup of pecans, put that in the oven and cook it for about 40 minutes. And I'm going to tell you what, simple little recipe, but an awesome side dish. That flavor mix of the sweet potatoes and the apples together. Like I said, I'll get this up on the grillingguys.com later today, but this is a fabulous, easy recipe. Not everybody likes sweet potatoes, but with the apple in there, maybe, you know, just one of those, like a Granny Smith apple that's got a little bit of tart, but it's still sweet. Wow, what a great flavor combination. Makes a pretty side dish, easy to do, throw it in the oven, and it's done in 45 minutes. Just a great side dish with pretty much anything you're doing for your Christmas holiday table.
Sounds
barbecue,
like it.
Bob, I think that would go good with ham, and you want to break down the rest of that ham recipe for us?
I do, but you know, before I do that, I'd like to go back to your entry here about the venison you're putting on your grill.
Yeah.
Tell us how big of a deer did you shoot this year?
I didn't get a deer this year.
Yeah,
right. Yeah.
Did you miss?
No.
Did
no.
you just not shoot?
Yeah, there you go.
Did you forget
ladder.
Your gun?
Right. No, I didn't forget my gun. I just didn't shoot. You kind of got to get in the woods more than once to probably get a deer. Right?
I see.
I'll
okay.
let myself out on that one.
Okay. No, I had to smoke you out. That's okay.
Right. I
have no problem smoking you out.
Yeah, I do have good friends that bring me venison, though. Just not you.
Oh, now, wait a minute. I've already given you jerky, you little mooch. I'm going to go up a couple days after Christmas to Hawkins, and I'm going to sneak up there and take that Bowtech out one more time and take a little girl.
Okay.
I'm going to get a little doe in the freezer, because that one deer does not go very far.
Right. It all eats good, doesn't it?
It does. Yeah. Yeah, and I've got to do some more jerky. I see a post on Facebook from Mikey Fiore. Mikey, thanks again. He dropped off some great sausage from Chicago. Mikey is Ted's son-in-law, and he was using my tree stand up there a couple weeks ago, but they didn't see a whole lot. So hopefully, with this cold weather setting in now, all the does will be grouping up, and we can catch them in that doing that train thing they do when they walk through the woods in a line. I love that.
Yeah. And they're easy. They're a lot easier to see in the snow,
easy
too,
to pick
man.
Off that way. I'm looking for easy meat right now. So anyway, yeah, just curious about your jerky there, pal.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
It was good.
Yeah,
it was good. There were six flavors, if I remember correctly.
Yeah. No, about that venison you were putting on your grill. Yeah, okay. Back to the ham. So you've done the rub, you've packed it, it's sitting on the counter now, and you want to make a mop. And it's chicken stock, pineapple juice, vegetable oil, or grapeseed oil, some dry mustard and cloves, and you warm that mop up and you heat it up on the stove and stir it around a bunch with a wisp. And then you'll baste that ham every 30 minutes. And if you don't have a mop, get one. There, it looks literally like a mop. It's a little bitty mop. You put it in there, and you just put that mop sauce all over your ham every 20, 30 minutes, and just keep mopping it. It'll keep it moist.
You're really talking about a brush, right? I mean,
it's a mop.
Okay, but yeah, it's the cotton stuff, right? That you dip it in there, and it's kind of absorbent, and it.
They're
and
cheap. It any grill store has them.
Yeah, right.
You know, they get ratty after a while. You just chuck them. They're like $3. And then there's a glaze you make with honey, pineapple juice, dry mustard, and cloves. So it's very similar to your mop. And you brush that on the last 30 minutes. You just use all that stuff up. And the recipe's on the website. This thing will take a regular ham, that $1.99, $2.99 cheapie you buy, and turning it into like almost as good as a honey baked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Very good.
Yeah, hit us on the grilling line, 1-800-785-1073. We'd like to hear about the crazy stuff you saw at this year's office party.
Yeah, call Tom.
Yeah. And we should have a lot of fun. But again, the grilling line is 1-800-785-1073. Break down the crazy stuff that you saw. Got a couple parties left at my house, Bob. And yesterday we were over at Sobey's Meats on the northwest side of town and having a little fun, spreading a little holiday cheer on behalf of the grilling guys. And had an opportunity to talk to the butcher over there, Tim Sobey. And if you've not been to this place, he's a wealth of knowledge. And he listens and he asks some really great questions before he makes a recommendation. And yesterday, after going through that process, we decided that for one of my holiday parties, we're going to make a combination beef roast and pork roast together. He's going to, again, I'm chintzing out on the prep work because he's going to prep it for me. And basically what he's going to do is, it was a chuck roast, right? The
yep.
beef chuck roast, because it's got some marbling in it. It's got a lot of flavor. And he's going to cut one of those, season it up, and marry it with a pork shoulder roast, which is the pork butts, the stuff we use for pulled pork. But we're not going to pull it this time. We're not going to cook it that long. But he's going to season these and tie them together with the butcher's twine.
I'd probably put it in a net.
Right, yep, and net it. And he's going to, I'm just going to bring this thing home, and I'm going to put it on the soaker. We've been soaking hams. I'm going to put it on the smoker and let that thing get up to about 100. Didn't you say, Bob, you thought about 165 internal temperature?
About 180.
180,
yeah.
Is that what it was? Because if I go much higher, it'll break down, and then it would be like pulled pork.
It's tougher to slice.
Right, yeah. And what I want it to do is be able to slice it on the plate. So those of you that are listening that are coming over to my house on Christmas Day, we're going to have this beef pork. And again, I talked to him, and my guests, I know what they like and what they don't like, and it was just a neat way to be able to please everybody that was sitting at the table by making the combination roast. Not something I normally would do.
Yeah, I think our producer here, Brian Fongers, is having a little too much fun with all the Christmas music. He's now put on his little elf outfit, and I can't wait to hear the next song that's coming up because he's just a kid, you know? It's a wonderful time in life.
Well, it's the holiday season, and coming up next, we're going to break down the number one grilling guy recipe for Randy, and that is my lolly chops that come off the grill. So you listen to The Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.
She had hoof prints on her forehead and incriminating claws marks on her back. Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but at
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.